Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, again we get to sit with you and your Word, knowing that you're ready to teach us those things that you want for us to know about your Son and yourself. Lord, you want us to know about Jesus. You want us to know your ways. And Lord, you'll equip us and empower us with the ability to be able to live out those ways. I pray today as we study your Word, you will guide us into all truth the way you promised you would. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The title to today's lesson is Haman's Refrain. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 5 and verse 10. As Haman left the banquet prepared by Esther the queen for he and the king, he left with a happy countenance until he saw rebellious Mordecai at the king's gate. One moment he was happy, and the next moment he was exceedingly angry. In chapter 5 and verse 10 of the book of Esther, we see the beginning of the reaction to Mordecai's rebellion as Haman returns to his home. We read, "Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself. And when he came home, he sent and called for his friends and Zeresh his wife." The beginning of this verse is interesting in that we read, "Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself." Haman was angry after seeing Mordecai, who would not bow or make obeisance to him, and yet he refrained himself, which means forced, constrained, or compelled himself not to react. Haman had a plan underway to rid himself of this nuisance, Mordecai, and the time for his revenge had not yet come, even though his indignation for Mordecai rose again as he left the palace area. The verse goes on to say, "And when he came home, he sent and called for his friends and Zeresh his wife." After pushing past his desire to have revenge immediately upon Mordecai, Haman went to his home and called for both his friends and Zeresh his wife, whose name means gold. The old saying goes, "Misery loves company," and even those as miserable as Haman have people who surround them if they desire. Haman retreats to his place of refuge, gathers his people to himself, and prepares to tell them of his greatness, which we shall see in the next few verses. Refrain and restraint are great qualities to have in our lives. Sometimes it's better to hold back than to force or not react in a way that is bad for adverse circumstances. Haman knew that doing so with Mordecai could jeopardize his plan for the elimination of all the Jews, so he held back. We, however, may not have as troublesome a situation as Haman, yet we would be wise to refrain from retaliation as well. Although Haman's refrain was leaning toward a greater injustice, our situation could encourage us to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ for his help in the situation. Time to restrain ourselves may be required until we receive more facts, cool down, and discover the will of the Lord in our situation. Haman had no time for the Lord, so his plan was to watch out only for himself. As we proceed with the next few verses, we will see that Haman was concerned only about Haman, and this will be his demise. Next time, we will see Haman tell his family of his greatness. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,